proper men as ever trod upon neat's leather have gone upon my handiwork. Flavius, but wherefore art not in thy shop to-day? Why dost thou lead these men about the streets? Cobbler, truly, sir, to wear out their shoes, to get myself into more work. But indeed, sir, we make holiday to see Caesar, and to rejoice in his triumph. Marillus, wherefore rejoice? What conquest brings he home? What tributaries follow him to Rome, to grace in captive bonds his chariot wheels? You blocks, you stones, you worse than senseless things! Oh, you hard hearts, you cruel men of Rome, knew you not Pompey? Many a time and oft have you climbed up to walls and battlements, to towers and windows, yea, to chimney-tops, your infants in your arms, and there have sat the livelong day with patient expectation to see great Pompey pass the streets of Rome. And when you saw his chariot but appear, have you not made a universal shout, that Tiber trembled underneath her banks to hear the replication of your sounds made in her concave shores? And do you now put on your best attire? And do you now cull out a holiday? And do you now strew flowers in his way, that comes in triumph over Pompey's blood? Begone, run to your houses, fall upon your knees, pray to the gods to intermit the plague that needs must light on this ingratitude. Flavius, go, go, good countrymen, and for this fault assemble all the poor men of your sort. Draw them to Tiber banks, and weep your tears into the channel. To the lowest stream do kiss the most exalted shores of all. Exeunt all the commoners. See whether their basest metal be not moved. They vanish tongue-tied in their guiltiness. Go you down that way towards the capital. This way will I. Disrobe the images if you do find them decked with ceremonies. Marillus, may we do so? You know it is the feast of Lupercal. Flavius, it's no matter. Let no images be hung with Caesar's trophies. I'll about and drive away the vulgar from the streets. So do you too, where you perceive them thick. These growing feathers plucked from Caesar's wing will make him fly an ordinary pitch. Who else would soar above the view of men and keep us all in servile fearfulness? Exeunt. Scene 2. A public place. Enter in solemn procession with music, Caesar, Antony for the course, Calpurnia, Portia, Decius, Cicero, Brutus, Cassius, Casca, a great crowd following among them, a soothsayer, after them Marillus and Flavius. Caesar, Calpurnia, Casca, peace ho, Caesar speaks. Music ceases. Caesar, Calpurnia, Calpurnia, here, my lord. Caesar, stand you directly in Antonius's way when he doth run his course. Antonius, Antonius, Caesar, my lord. Caesar, forget not in your speed, Antonius, to touch Calpurnia. For our elders say, the baron touched in this holy chase, shake off their sterile curse. Antonius, I shall remember. When Caesar says do this, it is performed. Caesar, set on, and leave no ceremony out. Music. Soothsayer, Caesar. Caesar, ha, who calls? Casca, bid every noise be still. Peace yet again. Music ceases. Caesar, who is it in the press that calls on me? I hear a tongue shriller than all the music. Cry, Caesar. Speak. Caesar is turned to hear. Soothsayer, beware the Ides of March. Caesar, what man is that? Brutus, a soothsayer, bid you beware the Ides of March. Caesar, set him before me. Let me see his face. Cassius, fellow, come from the throng. Look upon Caesar. Caesar, what sayest thou to me now? Speak once again. Soothsayer, beware the Ides of March. Caesar, he's a dreamer. Let us leave him. Pass. Senate, exeunt.